You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
You know what that means, Bob? It's time for the Limitless Express, so hop on board. Limits?
All right, Bob, let's start with this. In a vote taken days after the regular season ended, Kellen Moore did not get one vote for Assistant Coach of the Year with Philadelphia as he guided an Eagles offense that was soaring high in the playoffs to a Super Bowl victory, and he'll stay in New Orleans where he won the Super Bowl as the Saints head coach. Surprised that it doesn't seem like there's a lot of recognition around Kellen Moore, and he was also the last coach to be hired.
I was totally surprised when I saw that because I thought, based on the fact that he was brought in, as was Fangio, one all of a sudden turned things around, and he did turn things around. But again, as I told you the other day, Joe, when you have Saquon Barkley as that guy, your foundation is set. It's firm. You can do other things from the foundation, and I think that was a big part of what they did, but he orchestrated the whole deal. I would have given him plenty of consideration for that.
Wait, what's your question? Offensive coach or assistant coach of the year?
Yeah, he didn't even receive one vote assistant coach of the year, and he ends up getting a head coaching job. Doesn't that seem like somebody that should be worthy of at least a couple votes?
Maybe. There was a lot of good assistant coaches this year. I mean, a lot of them. From Joe Brady.
To Ben Johnson.
To Ben Johnson. To Vic Fangio. Now, I don't have a problem with that, actually, Limits.
I have a problem that he didn't get a vote, don't you?
I don't. No, you only get 5 votes. How many coordinators got jobs? I mean, if I voted for Cliff Kingsbury, Vic Fangio, Ben Johnson, Joe Brady, and Spagnuolo, would you have had a problem with that?
Well, first of all, I think the guys who've been around for a long time, just like head coaches who've been around, they don't get as much. They're looking for new blood, somebody who comes in to a new system, and he did that. He came in and set the tone for what was one of the most prolific offenses. Especially in the run game.
I'm not saying he didn't do a good job. I'm just not at all. Not only am I not outraged, I'm not moved at all by the fact that he didn't get an assistant coach of the year vote. There's just too many people out there who are really good at what they do. How about Todd Monken? They had like one of the top 5 most prolific offenses in the history of football. That's a pretty good job.
Did he get votes?
Todd Monken?
Yeah.
I think he received a couple. I don't have the entire list in front of me.
I mean, I might have given him a high vote. The most prolific offense maybe in history, or one of them. You know what I mean? So I'm just not as moved as you are, Limits. Okay. That's okay.
Brian Schottenheimer, the new Cowboys coach, also did not receive one vote as offensive coordinator.
He shouldn't have received one vote from Jerry Jones to be his head coach. I'm surprised by that. That may be the one head coaching hiring that backfires quickly.
But you know who did receive a vote? Alex Van Pelt.
Next.
All right, next up, Travis Kelce will take some time to decide if he will play in 2025. He does think that he still has some football left in him, but there is doubt if Kelce will return to the field.
Bob, you weren't here earlier. We talked about Travis Kelce. There's video out there of him pulling a full George Pickens. He quit on a play, 27-0. His quarterback, scrambling for his life, gets crushed right in front of him and fumbles. Mm. And the whole time, Kelce was either had his hands up, like, what are we doing? And then just stood there.
It wasn't
and
just
watched
that
him
play.
Go by him.
It was all game.
Pathetic performance.
He's required to block in these situations. A couple of times, I think it was Josh Sweat, that he just kind of ignored or was late to get to, which makes any quarterback's job more difficult when you have a guy bearing down on you and you've got to make a quick decision. So I think Travis Kelce should do himself a favor and retire.
Me too. If that wasn't, a guy who looked like he no longer had any energy for football, I don't know what is. It was pathetic.
In the Super Bowl too, nonetheless.
Yeah.
And he's not even showing that much of an interest. Like, is he fatigued? With the moment? Like, does the moment not matter as much?
When you go out and play like that, in a game of that magnitude, it looks to me like your head's already out of the game. And I think he has other interests. He's got the podcast. He might be getting married soon, for all we know, Bob. There's a lot going on in Travis's world. I think he's done pretty well. He's one of the greatest tight ends who ever lived.
Maybe
right?
Based on stats, but it all comes to an end at some point. And he's at that point, I think.
May I interject here? Pierre LeBrun confirming that Sidney Crosby is playing tonight in the Four Nations tournament.
Not surprised.
He said he would, but just a confirmation. I want to watch it.
We did get a call the other day on a sports call show questioning why he didn't play in the weekend games. Because he wasn't ready to. That's the answer. You know, and even if he was, if he wanted to play, if Sidney Crosby has a desire to play international hockey the way he has over the years, and that means a lot to him, given what he sacrificed for this franchise, I would give him the green light every single time.
I couldn't agree more. We had the same thing came up with Mario in Salt Lake City, when it's like, wait, he wasn't playing for the Penguins, but now he's playing in the Olympics. Well, he gets to decide, where his priorities are at this point in his career. He's done everything imaginable for the franchise. The team stinks at the moment. So let him play. Let him play unencumbered.
By the way, did you see the record when he's not in the lineup?
Who?
Sidney.
Yeah, it was surprising, wasn't it?
Like 30 wins, 9 losses, 5 ties.
Over his career or over?
5 loser. Oh, well.
That couldn't be. Just over the last couple of
years.
Over
the last several. I got to find the number. And I will, but I was just surprised to see. It's one of those stats that doesn't add up, given his importance. But it also goes to show you, when he's not in there, they have a totally different mindset as a team. They play a little bit more tight to the vest, defensive-oriented, don't take chances the way they do. So, interesting.
May I add something else, Limitless Wonder?
You may.
Andrew Destin, Destiny's Child, reporting Brian Reynolds will play primarily in right field, Tommy Pham in left field, per manager Derek Shelton.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
I thought Reynolds had a very good, he played very well in left field.
I have no idea what they're doing from top to bottom, so I can't answer this
one either. Are they catering to Tommy Pham?
I don't know. What about first base for Brian Reynolds, now that their first baseman can't play? Bob, this is a disaster. Next.
Oh, boy. Well, next up, the Guardians will go to Cleveland.
Hold on a second. You're a baseball guy. Noah Hyles, the same thing. Very interesting notes from Shelton. The plan is to play Pham in left field, Brian Reynolds in right. Is Pham, is he noted as a great fielder with tons of mobility to play left field
at
PNC Park?
Not a great defender, but he's been a center fielder for the majority of his career, and left field is obviously like playing another center field at PNC Park. So I think they're not entirely pleased with Reynolds' defense, and that's probably partly a reason why they're playing him a little bit at first base, or at least testing it. So it's not surprising that he's moving to right. But for Tommy Pham, that's the puzzling part about it.
And can I go back to that Sidney thing? I just have it now. You could always trust Bob Grove for this. So I looked and asked, and Sidney Crosby, over his career, when he has not played in regular season games, the Penguins have a .635 win percentage. 122 wins, 64 losses. 28.
Well, It helps when you have another guy who's a generational superstar to carry the team.
But it's interesting when they're both out, they have similar success.
They do?
Yeah, I don't understand.
What's that number with both Malkin and Crosby out?
I got to dig that one up. But it seems like it does change the way they play. You know what I mean? How else do you explain that? That's a weird statistic.
Well, the one with Sid isn't weird to me because they have Malkin. And there have been times in their careers.
I wonder what the record is with when Malkin doesn't play.
Probably pretty good.
Probably pretty good as well.
Yeah. But with both of them out, I would be surprised.
I got to double check that one.
Limits next.
So Zach Cohen he does some stuff for FanDuel. And he is reporting that the Browns and the Steelers are getting new alternate helmets this offseason. Bob, have you heard anything about this? Could they be going back to those
yellow ones?
Remember those gold?
With the... hypercycloid. Yeah, the gold look. Is that what it is?
It's a possibility. That's what's being rumored as one possibility. Are you at all interested in the new helmets?
No. I'd rather see some new schemes and some new players.
And a new quarterback.
Well, you might. Who? I don't know what that's... There's so many questions about that right now. And they have time to figure that out before it ever gets to free agency. But if it doesn't, I wonder what's going to happen.
Joe, are you intrigued by the helmets at all?
Yeah. I always am by helmets, color schemes, things like that. And the Steelers have a legendary. They're legendary on both fronts. So, yes, I don't know exactly what you're describing unless I see it, but I am interested.
Okay, here you go. Without Crosby and Malkin, they're 37, 18, and 10.
Holy horse milk, Bob.
Now, how does that happen?
I don't know how it happens. They've had pretty talented teams over the years.
I understand that.
And they probably just buckled down and
buckled down and play defense. And,
yeah, but they have a better record with those two together, right?
When they're both playing?
Yes.
I guess. I didn't look that up, but this is when they miss time. It just seems kind of strange to have that sort
of
success.
Yeah, that is actually. It is. Maybe a lot of that has to do with coaching goaltending from years of yore. Did I say that right, Bob? Here's Key Brian Hayes fielding. And he looks normal.
Fielding's not the problem with him.
I thought it was. I thought the
hitting.
Constant bending over while fielding and being in position aggravates the back.
Okay, we had a very positive view of that contract when it was drawn up, right? It was like 8 years, $70 million. Franchise friendly, what a deal. This guy's going to be very good. He may not be a 300 hitter, but he's going to give you some production, and his glove is worth it. Do you have the same view of this contract now after having all of the missed time that you see and possibly more future
time? I'll still defend the contract. I will. Now, did they know that he had chronic back? Were the back problems already an issue? I can't remember back that
far. I don't know.
No pun intended.
I mean, that's measly money considering what some of these guys make. It was a commitment they made, and it was a smart commitment they made.
Yeah.
Even if it's money that they lose ultimately, they made a smart decision, and that's what I thought then. I'll stick to that,
but
even
I would
though
have
I'm
a plan
disappointed.
B. I'd have a plan B at third base this year. I mean, it gets to the point where it crops up
Jared
every
Triolo.
Single year.
He'll play first and third. He'll throw the ball from third and race over to first to catch it in time.
Yeah, but he won't hit.
It's the same problem.
That's the problem. Next.
The Cleveland Guardians are adding mystery reliever jersey night to their promotional schedule this season. The first 15,000 fans will receive a mystery reliever jersey for three separate players, Hunter Gaddis, Tim Herron, or Cade Smith. Could you imagine if the Pirates did something like this, mystery reliever night, where it's David Bednar, like Dari Moretta, or Colin Holderman jerseys that are being given out?
I kind of like this, Bob. Do you? Mystery reliever night?
Something different. I don't know. I'd rather have, 50 cent something. Hamburgers, hot dogs, something of that nature.
I saw Dari Moretta was pitching today.
Yeah,
did
he's
you
back.
See that? How about that?
He was actually very good,
This could be gigantic, Bob.